Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 141. Thank you, Cody, for the contribution to all things phony this week. Ahem, and us, thank you, and me, hi. Ugh. This week has kind of been a dumpster fire for us. A local storm popped up and knocked out power for a little bit, and the internet is still jank. Like, we got it fixed, and now it's broken all over again. So, whatever, storm messed things up, internet is still squiffy, so it's just been a total mess of dropped connections and not being able to accomplish anything. Yet we are still working. The internet needs to be fixed! It's this time of year where the pumpkin guy, he's watched by all! It's fall! Pumpkins! Yeah, that's kind of messed up, isn't it? You know, like, generally, the 2 months leading up to Halloween is like old pumpkin guy, you know? And now it's derailed due to some manky internet. I mean, come on! The sadness! The sorrow! It'll be fine. There's not much we can do about it, aside from maybe getting on a really tall ladder and poking a transformer box with a stick. Okay, we've done everything we can. It has to be fixed when it's fixed. So, hang in there, people. They're supposedly working on it. Other than that, not much going on in the state of news besides politics, world destruction, wars, you know, the usual. The Queen has also been buried. I said it before and I'll say it again. Queen never dies. They are the champions, my friend. A new Hellraiser trailer was released for the upcoming Hulu series, which does not look horrible. Yeah. Return to Monkey Island was released, you know, for those who like pointing and clicking. I enjoy it, but some ladies do not. What? The pointing and then clicking on them. They're like, hey, get this thing off me. And I'm like, oh, rude. They're making, I'm like literally just moving on. I can't address this. They're making a sequel to the 1988 Full Moon Pictures horror film, Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-O-Rama. Is that a real title, or did you just make that up? You're just making things up. Oh, it's real. It's Full Moon Pictures real. Wow. Yeah, so for those who like odd horror movies that probably don't need a sequel, there you go. Again? Wow. A single-player Iron Man game is in the works, so there's that. You know, that might actually be fun, you know? Yeah, I mean, it kind of took them a really long time to make an Iron Man game, but I guess better late than never? Question mark? Oi, that reminds me! We got to watch Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness! Finally! Which, thankfully, was dark. You know, like, Sam Raimi dark. Like, a lot darker than you'd expect a Marvel movie to be. And I'm fine with that. Supposedly, there's a Sam Raimi cut with an extra 40 minutes of content. Wow. Yeah, mate. Oi, screw the Snyder cut. I want the Sam Raimi cut of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That was really good. It was, actually. I mean, the story was okay, but the imagery was the really good part. And they didn't pull their punches in certain scenes. I don't want to spoil it. But you know what? If there is a Sam Raimi cut with 40 minutes of extra material, social media, be useful and get that out there. All right? Forget about DC, because clearly they don't care about the content they're even trying to make. They keep canceling it, changing it, and kind of softballing the content to the general public. Okay? Don't worry about the Snyder cut. Don't worry about the fill-in-the-blank cut. Nobody cares. Focus on the Multiverse of Freaking Madness. We also watched Thor, Love and Thunder, which was kind of just okay, you know? Yeah, you know, it wasn't epic, but it wasn't terrible. It was just there, you know? Just, like, even the main villain was kind of underwhelming. I literally do not remember his name. I think it was Gore Vidal, the hamburger butcher. I'm pretty sure that wasn't it. Al Gore? No. Well, whoever it was, they had a sword. But, yeah. Wait, we also saw the Shrek lady, She-Hulk, attorney at law, which wasn't as bad as the internet claimed, but isn't nearly as good as I'd hoped. It's just another, like, yeah, they made it type series. You know, although it was all right, you know. Yeah, it was okay, right? But unfortunately, I'm just kind of indifferent to She-Hulk and the last Thor film. You know, it's like they didn't move me either way. And that's actually terrible if you think about it. Because content should make you feel something. Like, if a film is really bad, at least you can go out of the theater going, what a piece of crap, and you're, you know, angry about it. And if a film is good, you leave the theater saying, damn, that was awesome. You know, but films and series like this just leave me saying, meh. That's terrible. That is a terrible thing to do to your audience. Hey, how was it? It was all right. What'd you think of this? It was okay. Any really good parts? Nah. Any really bad parts? Nah. Like, that's not good. Yeah, you know, I feel there's a lot of that going around, you know? I mean, I listened to the newest Megadeth album, and I was just like, hey, well, this is all right. It's like, I wasn't blown away, but I didn't turn it off either. It was just there, you know? Like white noise. Why's it gotta be white? Oh, God. Whatever. Moving on from our neutral feelings on media, a bunch of stuff was supposedly leaked for GTA 6. And of course, the internet news outlets and every YouTuber with a shocked expression on their face has been trying to spin minimal information into a full-blown controversial brouhaha, you know? It's, don't waste your time looking into it. Yeah, I mean, that leak was just all sorts of wrong, isn't it? I mean, all these devs working really hard on this game and it gets spoiled and leaked and, you know, it's just sad. Maybe the hacker has a prostate issue or poor bladder control. It's not that kind of leak, mate. How? Plumber's epoxy? Oh, you put plumber's epoxy on a hacker and he won't be able to leak out of anything. What? Whatever. Anyway, people, don't waste your time on the GTA leaks. Spoiler, there's guns and cars and a road. So wait, that was the leak? I mean, pretty much. That's not news. No, I mean, essentially all we learned from GTA is it doesn't take place in space, okay? That's all we got. God. And so, whatever. It's to me, it's just another news story that goes into the big pile of I don't care human trash media dumpster bin, okay? But in good news, Portal 2 is getting a ray tracing upgrade sometime this fall, allegedly. Yay! So, I guess if you want more shiny in an old game, there you go. Hooray! More shiny! Oh, I'm gonna turn that shiny up to 11. Yeah. Other than that, we are quite literally on an odd technological time limit between how and when we can upload, the file size of what we can upload. It has all been very ridiculous. It's like dial-up speeds would be a blessing at this point. I was trying to browse the site of anime toys Steve showed off during one of his streams. You know, they had all these discounted anime toys, and I tried adding them to cart, and it just said, oh, server cannot be reached. And I'm like, mate, this is only like a $15 cutesy anime toy added to the cart. I mean, what if they run out? What am I gonna do if I can't get a connection stable enough to just place an order? Dude, just use the phone. Turn off Wi-Fi and use cell data, okay? But I kinda got a data cap, and we gotta use all that data for, like, work. Whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. But in all seriousness, even cell signal is kinda spotty, at least as of this recording. So, whatever microburst storm passed through, it really messed up something. Again, supposedly crews are working on it. It may even be fixed by the time this is posted. Don't get your hopes up. We should order pizza, break out the AA batteries, and listen to all our compact discs on a portable CD player while drinking coffee. I'm actually down for that. Oi, you got any baby metal I can listen to? They won't load on Spotify. Oh my God. Later, everyone. The Pumpkin and Steve will get back to streaming once everything gets settled. The same goes for Dawn Lady. She also do streaming too.
Yeah, it may take a couple of days, but we would rather wait than have people show up to a stream that's inevitably going to go down anyway. You know, you guys don't want to deal with buffering. We don't want to deal with the frustration of lost connections, dropped frames, and all that. Okay? We're doing what we can. So, be well. Stay smart.
Is it possible to punch a lightning bolt?
You what?
Punch a lightning bolt. Can you do it?
Me, personally? No. Is it possible? Probably not.
Yeah, I think Muhammad Ali could punch a lightning bolt. And maybe Bruce Lee.
Oh, all right, and what about Chuck Norris, then?
Oh, Chuck Norris can eat a lightning bolt, digest it, and poop out enough energy to recharge a million phones.
Oh, God. Remember when the internet was actually useful and didn't fill people's heads with crap?
No.
Well, at least Pilsy can't use it a lot now, right? So bright side, I suppose.
Bright, like the lightning power electric pool on your phone charger.
Oh, my God. Everyone, I don't know. Go do something. Can't take this. Hurry up. Fix the lines.